Hi everyone and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
And today we are reading a story called The Joy Luck Club.
Oh.
And now what it is, we'll talk about the book and its themes in our article today, but very largely it's about people's relationships with their parents.
That's
and
right.
How life is sort of different for the parents and the children, like the different ways they grew up. So was it very different from you and your parents?
I think so, just a little bit. Luckily for my parents, they're more, you know, relaxed and they're not so strict with me.
Okay.
But sometimes I do hear my mom say, when I was your age and you're my grand, my mom would do this. And I often hear that as well, so.
Well, the older that you get, I will say, when I was young, I always said, I'm never going to turn into my mom. I'm going to be cool forever. And now that I'm a bit older,
you're like,
I find that I'm turning into my mom. But yeah, life was really different for my parents and me as well. My parents grew up very religious, always in church, and that was the same for me, just not as much. So I had a bit of an easier life than my parents did growing up. But let's find out what the difference is between the characters in our books today and if they were able to sort of get over them.
Yeah.
Reading. The Joy Luck Club. Su Yuan Wu, an elderly Chinese woman living in the U.S., has just passed away. Sadly, Su Yuan died before she was able to travel back to China. Decades earlier, she had been forced to leave her twin daughters behind as she escaped the war-torn country. Her greatest wish was to be reunited with her daughters, Chuan Wu and Chuan Hua. Jing Mei, Jun Wu, Su Yuan's American-born daughter, has grown up in the U.S. As a result, she has always felt cut off from her Chinese roots. Su Yuan was also very strict with Jing Mei when she was growing up. She had believed Jing Mei could have become a piano prodigy if only Jing Mei had tried hard enough. Jing Mei, however, grew up believing her mother's harsh criticism meant that Su Yuan lacked affection for her. After Su Yuan's death, Jing Mei replaces her mother in the Joy Luck Club. This is a mahjong gathering that Su Yuan founded with her three closest friends, also Chinese immigrants. Every week, the women share stories and talk over the cultural differences that exist between them and their daughters. Through these women, Jing Mei finally learns to get past the barriers between them and appreciate her heritage.
All right. Just before we begin, I want to apologize in advance if I'm unable to say any of the names in this article correctly.
It's all right.
I'll do my best. All right. So today's article starts out by saying, Su Yuan Wu, an elderly Chinese woman living in the U.S., has just passed away. Okay. So we're starting on a bit of a sad note here.
Yes.
One of the main characters of the book immediately has passed away. Now, this phrase is another way to say die. It's often used when you're talking about death when you think the word die might upset someone. So if someone in your family has just died, it kind of hurts when you hear that word. And so instead of saying that word, you just say pass away. It's a little bit easier. It's softer on the ears. Here's an example. Polly's grandfather just passed away, so she's pretty upset right now.
It's actually more of like a softer way to say that someone has gone.
Yes.
All right, so we see that in the article says, sadly, Su Yuan died before she was able to travel back to China. So she moved to the United States maybe when she was really young. And then now that she's older, she has passed away. She was unable to go back, so let's find out why she went to the state.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty interesting story. Here it says, decades earlier, she had been forced to leave her twin daughters behind as she escaped the war-torn country.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so there's a lot going on in that sentence. She had to leave China, and she had to leave something or somebody behind. Now, this phrase, when you leave somebody or something behind, means that you do not take this person or thing with you when you leave a place. So, Su Yuan couldn't take her daughters with her when she left China to go to America. Here's an example sentence. We don't have room for three suitcases. You'll have to leave one of them behind.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to wear?
I know, right? Mm. All right, so she had to sadly leave her twin daughters behind.
Right.
That's very, very tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a twin or twins, as we see here, are just two babies born at the same time into the same mother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are two types of twins.
Right.
We have identical twins,
mm-hmm.
meaning the two twins or two sisters, two brothers, or even brothers and sister,
mm-hmm.
they look exactly the same.
That's right.
And then we have another one called fraternal twin.
Mm-hmm.
They're born at the same time, but they don't look alike. They have a little bit of a... They also have their own kind of differences as
right.
well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we can even say this in an example sentence. Sometimes it's even hard for their mom to tell the twins apart.
Mm-hmm. Now, you'll probably learn all about those two different kinds of twins in science class.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we know that when Su Yuan left China, there was a war, so she had to leave, and she had to leave her daughters behind. Now, later on in her life, we hear more about her life. It says, her greatest wish was to be reunited with her daughters, Quan Yu and Quan Hua. All right. Well, I tried.
Good. It was good, though. It was
okay.
good.
All right. So what she wanted was she wanted to be reunited with her daughters. Now, when you reunite somebody with somebody, these two people are coming together for the first time after not seeing each other for a long time. For example, later in this summer, I will reunite with my parents. Now, I haven't seen them for 2 years, so it's been a long time since we've been able to be together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Usually during Chinese New Year as well, a lot of families or people,
yes.
you know, they reunite with each other because sometimes they might be working in different places as well.
Yeah, for like weddings and stuff when you get all the family back together.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next in the article says, Jing Mei or Jun Wu, Su Yuan's American born daughter, has grown up in the U.S. So we also say the children like this, like Jun here, they're called second or third generation immigrants. That means their parents or their grandparents moved to the United States or even to another country a long time ago, and then they settled down there. So as we can see, Su Yuan, she went to the United States and she had another daughter.
Right.
And her name is June.
Right. Okay. So now this kind of gets a little bit complicated. So June or Jing Mei, she has some trouble with this. And here it says, as a result, she has always felt cut off from her Chinese roots because she was born in America. And so she feels American and doesn't really connect the way
maybe her mom or...
All right, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But first, let's look at the phrase, as a result. Here, as a result is another way of saying because of something. Now, because Jing Mei grew up in the U.S., she feels cut off from her Chinese roots.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another example. We could say, Owen's car broke down this morning. As a result, he was late for work.
So, of course, she grew up in the States.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't really get a chance to maybe really experience Chinese culture like her mom did. So she felt really cut off from that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, cut off is our shortcut for you phrase. When you cut somebody or cut something off, it means not literally cutting them off. So let's take a look and see what it means in our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
What are your plans for this summer?
Well, not much. How about you?
I'm going to camp for a few weeks in the mountains.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, but I like it. It's interesting to be cut off from the rest of the world.
Cut off? I hope you don't plan to hurt yourself.
To cut somebody or something off means to cause a person or place to become separate.
Gotcha. To cut somebody or something off means 使隔绝、使隔阂。
Exactly. I won't have good signal on my phone, so I can't chat with or call anyone.
Isn't it dangerous to do that, though? They say we shouldn't hike alone.
That's true. Maybe you and my brother could come along.
Okay. But I've never been cut off from the world for that long before.
Okay, welcome back. So as we find out, nothing got cut off. She just feels like she's not connected to China or her mother. All right, so let's find out what else happened between Su Yuan's and Jing Mei's relationship. Here it says, Su Yuan was also very strict with Jing Mei when she was growing up. Now, I can say that I don't have Chinese parents, but this is something that I've heard from a lot of my students over the year and some of my Taiwanese friends, that sometimes Taiwanese and Chinese parents can be very strict.
Asian parents can be quite difficult sometimes. Mm. They really want you to, you know, well, they mean well for you. They want you to do well.
They want you to succeed.
But they do it in ways where, you know, they're very strict with you. And my parents were a little bit like that as well when I was younger. But they were slightly...
Not as strict.
They were not as strict. Right. I knew I had some classmates who had very strict parents. And, you know, they had to go to Bushiban or cram school like every single day.
Right.
They had to learn to play three instruments and stuff like that. So, it's tough.
It wasn't like that in my house.
Okay. So let's learn a little bit more about Jing Mei's upbringing. It says she had Su Yuan believed, or she had believed Jing Mei could have become a piano prodigy if only Jing Mei had tried hard enough. So you see, Su Yuan just wanted her daughter to do well.
Right. Which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. You do want people to do well. It's just sometimes, instead of being really mean, it's like, you can do it.
Yeah, maybe if you could be more positive, maybe that would be a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
We see the grammar point here. Something could have, or would have, or might have, or should have happened if you did something. So that means that if you did A, then B could have happened. So, for example, if you study hard, you should get good grades.
Okay.
Now we can also take a look at this grammar structure a little bit more. What we can do is we can add if to the front of the sentence. Then we add our subject. Okay, but here is kind of tricky because you have to have had and then the PP form of the verb.
Okay.
And then the rest of the sentence is the subject or the noun or whatever, would have, could have, might have, and then again, the PP form of the verb. So remember, our verb should be in the past participle form.
Okay.
So, for example, it's best if we look at an example. It says, if it hadn't rained, they could have gone to the beach.
Mm.
Or if Jane hadn't stayed up late, she might have woken up on time. So this is just how it works. If you did something, then B could have happened.
Okay, let me try. If Dave had fixed his car, it wouldn't have broken down.
Exactly.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Easy, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's find out more about what a prodigy is first before we go on, because we did say that we did see that word. A piano prodigy, or just a prodigy in general, is someone who's very, very good at something.
Yeah.
Almost to the point where they are the best at something. So, if you think about the cello player Yo-Yo Ma, do you know him? I would say that he is a cello prodigy. He's one of the best players in the world.
That's right.
Right. Now, not everybody can be a piano prodigy. Even if your mom says you can, it might not happen for you.
I think it's all like, you know, you're born with it or if you're not born with it.
Okay, well, Jing Mei, she had to live with this. Her mom wanted her to be a piano prodigy, but she was very strict. Here's what happened with Jing Mei. It says, Jing Mei, however, grew up believing her mother's harsh criticism meant that Su Yuan lacked affection for her.
Okay,
so this is not great. So Su Yuan is saying all these harsh things. Harsh here means strict or mean or unfair for some reason. So when someone says mean words to you, or you have strict rules or strict actions or unfair things that happen to you, we can call them harsh. For example, Irene hates her parents' harsh rules. She's never allowed to go out and see her friends.
Okay. Yeah, poor girl. Mm. All right, so we see that Suyun had a lot of harsh criticism for her daughter. Now, criticism is a noun, and it means to make a comment or just to say something about, you know, the problem or the faults of a person or a thing. And usually criticism shows disapproval, so it can be negative sometimes. But if you really, really do want to help someone else, someone out, you should give them helpful criticism, meaning that you shouldn't say mean things just for the sake of saying it. You should really find what the problem is and try to help the person do better instead of being negative all the time. For example, we can say, in this job, you need to be able to accept criticism.
Right. Actually, the term that you kind of talked about there with criticism, we actually call it constructive criticism.
That's right. Yes. If it's something helpful, it's called constructive criticism.
Exactly. Okay, so when Suyun was saying all these harsh things to her daughter,
oh, you're not good enough, you don't play well enough.
Mm-hmm. What Jingmei was actually thinking was that she's always saying these mean things or these harsh things, and so she doesn't have affection for me. Now, affection is a noun, and it's the feeling of like for somebody or something, or a feeling of caring for somebody or something. So basically, what we're saying there is that Jingmei believed that her mother didn't really love her, which is kind of a hard thing to feel about your mom, right?
Yeah, and I guess I would feel that way, too, if every day my mom was saying to me, oh, you're not good enough, you don't do well enough, your grades are bad. I think, you know, all these negative things actually can affect children a lot. So definitely Jingmei or June, she feels really like, oh, my mom doesn't like me or doesn't love me because she doesn't hug me or she says all these bad things about me. So we kind of see here their relationship and how their relationship is.
Yeah.
So let's continue reading. It says, after Suyun's death, Jingmei replaces her mother in the Joy Luck Club. So we'll find out a little bit more about what that is.
Right.
Now, Jingmei replaces her mother in the Joy Luck Club. Mm-hmm. When you replace someone or something, it just means use this thing instead of that. Now, replace here is just a verb. For example, we can say, will computers ever replace books? Okay, maybe. Or paper bags have been largely replaced by plastic bags. So that means
for now,
exactly. You remember, a long time ago, people used paper bags. After they developed plastic, people use a lot of plastic. Now we're trying to change this around. We're trying to change, replace plastic bags.
Right.
We don't want to use plastic bags anymore. And straws.
Right. Yes. Get rid of all that plastic. Go back to glass and cloth. All right. Well, that's enough of an environmental lesson for today, but let's get back to the article and find out what this Joy Luck Club is. Here it says, this is a mahjong gathering that Suyun founded with her three closest friends, also Chinese immigrants. Okay, so we see that the other ladies in the Joy Luck Club are immigrants, Chinese immigrants. Now, an immigrant is a person who has come to a country to live and work there permanently. This is used when you're talking about people who have come to live in the place where you are. Now, when you're talking about a person leaving their home to go to another place, you call them immigrants. That's spelled E-M-I-G-R-A-N-T, immigrant. So in other words, immigrants are people who come to a country. Immigrants are people who go to a country. Don't worry if you think that's confusing. It's even confusing for English speakers. Here's an example. Taiwan has a big population of Indonesian immigrants.
Okay. I want to join that club. I like playing mahjong.
Okay.
Sure, why not? So what happens at this club is every week the women share stories and talk over the cultural differences that exist between them and their daughters. When we talk about cultural differences, it just means the difference in their culture. So, of course, you know, growing up Chinese, they have a lot of Chinese culture that is so different from American culture.
Right.
This is what they're talking about.
Right. And as we've learned, there's a fair bit mm-hmm. of difference there. And so they have a lot to talk about. But Jingmei does learn some things. It says here, through these women, Jingmei finally learns to get past the barriers between them and appreciate her heritage. Now, what she's getting past is a barrier, and a barrier is anything that stops something or somebody from progressing or moving forward, or something that makes it difficult for you to achieve something. Now, this can include anything from like something like a fence mm-hmm. that will stop you from going down a road, which is called a physical barrier, or it could include something like a law stopping you from starting a business, something like that. Here we have an example. Una refused to let her broken arm become a barrier. She found other ways to do her art.
All right. So mm-hmm. She's getting over the barriers of mm-hmm. their cultural differences, and she learns a little bit more about her heritage.
Right.
Remember, she didn't really know too much about her Chinese mm-hmm. heritage here. So heritage is basically the traditions and the beliefs that are part of a history of a group of people mm-hmm. or even about a country or a nation. So when you talk about heritage, it's kind of like also your traditions and your cultures as well. So
right.
through the Joylet Club, she learns a little bit more about her Chinese heritage and a little bit more about her mom as well.
Yeah, which is a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to find out what happens in the next part mm-hmm. of the book tomorrow. So now we know all about their relationships. We'll find out what actually happens in the next day's article. For now, we're going to go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, welcome back. So our For You Chat question is quite personal today.
Yeah.
The question is, what is your relationship with your parents like? Mm-hmm. Please discuss.
Well, luckily, I think when we're younger, we mm-hmm. always have difficulties
yes.
getting along with our parents. Mm-hmm. So there was a time, you know, I'm pretty sure you guys are going through this too, where mm-hmm. you don't really get along with your parents. But
yeah.
now that, you know, I'm a little bit older, we have a very good relationship and everything's okay now.
Mm. That's the same with me. I mean, all teenagers want to learn how to grow up mm-hmm. and go out and figure things out for themselves. And often parents, they say, no, not so fast.
Yeah.
Slow down a little bit. And this can make us kind of have not great relationships mm-hmm. with our parents when we're young. And it was the same for me. Now that I'm older, it's a lot better. We get
yeah.
along a lot better. Now that I'm an adult and I sort of know all these things already, I kind of wish I could go back.
And just like, relax.
Yeah.
Relax, young Erin.
Okay, I'll slow down. Watch
relax,
more TV.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, you guys can talk about this too. I'm sure it's something you have a lot to say about. And don't worry, it does get better.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have to say goodbye for today. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Joy Luck Club. Su Yuan Wu, an elderly Chinese woman living in the U.S., has just passed away. Sadly, Su Yuan died before she was able to travel back to China. Decades earlier, she had been forced to leave her twin daughters behind as she escaped the war-torn country. Her greatest wish was to be reunited with her daughters, Chuan Yu and Chuan Hua. Jingmei, Jun Wu, Su Yuan's American-born daughter has grown up in the U.S. As a result, she has always felt cut off from her Chinese roots. Su Yuan was also very strict with Jingmei when she was growing up. She had believed Jingmei could have become a piano prodigy if only Jingmei had tried hard enough. Jingmei, however, grew up believing her mother's harsh criticism meant that Su Yuan lacked affection for her. After Su Yuan's death, Jingmei replaces her mother in the Joy Luck Club. This is a mahjong gathering that Su Yuan founded with her three closest friends, also Chinese immigrants. Every week, the women share stories and talk over the cultural differences that exist between them and their daughters. Through these women, Jingmei finally learns to get past the barriers between them and appreciate her heritage.
Vocabulary Review.
'Twin. Wendy and Cindy are twins and look so similar that it's hard to tell them apart. Harsh. The man was given a harsh punishment for stealing from the king. Criticism. A big criticism of the new tax law is that it only benefits the wealthy. Replace. Helen replaced sugar with honey when she was making this dessert. Immigrant. A number of immigrants have moved to Taiwan in hopes of having a better life. Barrier. The biggest challenge for me while traveling in Russia was the language barrier.